Hi, my precious horny dogs. So here I am about to answer my AMA. Hang on, before we start, I'd like to apologize in advance because even normally I'm very foul-mouthed, but now I'm slightly tipsy, so it might be a bit worse, but I'll do my best to mind my words. But if I slip some word every now and then, sorry about it. Okay, so I wanted to come up with some like really heartfelt message for all of you. But like every time I tried to write something down, it was so cringy and I was like, nah, fam. So I decided to be kind of like spontaneous, but I will probably just end up blabbing a lot, mispronouncing and forgetting words a lot. So just bear with me, okay? So just saying thank you to all of you lovely souls doesn't seem like enough. I literally can't think of a proper way to in a breath how grateful I feel for all of you following me and my nonsense, for the upvotes, for the lovely comments, even the messages, even those. Okay, listen to me. Some messages are weird or just weird. I still kind of appreciate them, you know, because you still like went out of your way, took your time to type those words, even though you are not really sure whether, you know, I will respond or accept your offers. Let's get down to the questions because, like, I'm out of breath already. I don't know for how much longer I can keep this up. So let's just get over it. The first set of questions is from Himitsume. Where are you from? I can't quite define your accent. So I'm from Czechia, or formerly known as the Czech Republic. That's a small Slavic country in Central Europe, between Poland, Germany, Austria, and Slovakia. I would define it as weird, okay? Because naturally, there would be the Slavic accent, the like kind of strong, harsh one. But I used to live in London for 1 year and a half. So from time to time, I used to have a slight British accent. No, and I lost it. So there's that. It's just, let's leave it at weird. Yeah, I don't know how to define it any better than that. Do you watch anime? Hell yeah. If so, what's your favorite? My all-time favorite would be Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, definitely. Gintama, Haikyuu. That's the top three. Then I would have to like break it down to genres or like comparing animation versus story, etc. That would be a long story. So let's move on. What music do you listen to? That really depends on my mood. I think I listen to almost everything. Like I used to think I hate rap, but then Eminem and Tupac proved me wrong. I enjoy heavy metal. Death metal is probably a no for me. It's too harsh for me. Yeah, but most of the time it's either rock, pop, Japanese pop, K-pop. Yeah, so it really depends on my mood. Oh, I love classical piano and violin or cello. Depends if I need to vent my emotions or thoughts as well. Your spirit animal. I would like to say wolf because that's like my all-time favorite animal. I'm obsessed with wolves. Even my kids' room is full of wolf posters and stickers, and it's kind of cringy, but I don't want to get rid of it. But I feel like if we're talking about what animal is similar to me, that would be a cat, but like the worst type of cat, you know, that one, the boss cat, it decides when it's time to cuddle. If it doesn't want to cuddle, then you better fuck off, or I will just scratch your face or something like that. So yeah. Most and least favorite food item. Anything sweet, mostly cakes. I would just call it a sugar addiction. It's one of the reasons why I had to accept that I will never have a full-on six-pack. Thanks to my genes, I will always have some kind of ab lines. But like a proper, hard, defined six-pack, no. Least favorite food item, olives. They are fucking disgusting. They say that the more you eat them, the better it gets. For me, no, it just gets more and more disgusting. I can't even stand the smell. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no? Hell yes. Hell yes, and you can't prove me otherwise. But that's also probably because I like sweets so much, so I don't really mind if it's on pizza or whatever. But like, I don't understand what's the matter with pineapple on pizza, yeah? Because you have fried rice with pineapple, right? Or curry with pineapple. So what is wrong with pineapple pizza? I don't know. Does any of your friends or family members know that you're making 18 plus audios? My best friend knows. Family mem- I only have my mom. And she's very old. So I don't think she would understand. Or like, she's kind of laid back, so I guess she would just shrug it off, but I'm sure she would be disappointed at least. Most and least favorite sex position. Shit, I don't know how they are called. So most favorite one is, oh, okay, hang on. For positions with guys, yeah. So that would be the cowgirl, but the guy is like pounding from the bottom. I guess like they call it topping from the bottom or something like that. And least favorite, any standing position, I guess, because they are so uncomfortable. For girls, I don't know how it's... I think you could call it the Amazon, but like you're grinding against each other. But like I'm on the top. Least favorite, probably 69, because I can't focus properly. That's like, I don't understand how guys focus in 69, because like, how do you get to enjoy yourself while still being able to do a good job down there? Do you get me? Yeah, so probably that. Do you prefer F-dom, F-sub, or switching? Switching, definitely. My BDSM tests always come out as 100% switch, 90% sub, 90% dom, 90% sadist, and 90% masochist, or something like that. Have you ever tried anything erotic with the same sex? Hell yeah, I'm pansexual, so I had sex with women before. What do you enjoy the most about making audios? Strangely enough, I've realized this while making the Lamia and the Hellhound, that what I enjoy the most is creating the sound effects. Basically immersing you into the story with all the sounds and music. I must say the voice acting part is the worst. For me, because since English is just like my second language and I don't even speak properly, so I have to focus on many things, right? If it's an improv, that's just hopeless, yeah, because my grammar isn't that good, because I never gave two fucks about grammar, so I just talk however I want. If you're talking to me, then I guess you wouldn't mind. But if you're listening to an audio, then I think it could be bothersome. So even with the script, I have to mind my pronunciation so that I don't sound like a total twat, while I still have to maintain some level of acting, being in character and so on and so on. And it's just on top of that, my neighbors are so noisy. Yeah. So the performing is the most difficult part for me, the least enjoyable, because sometimes I have to re-record my lines over and over again and just fucking losing my mind over it. The best part would be definitely hearing the whole product when it's like finished and just enjoying the work that I did. What are your plans for the future content? To be honest, I don't know yet, because I'm still trying to find my style. I guess for now, my go-to character would be a tomboy. But I'm still trying to, you know, experiment with all kinds of voices, character archetypes, scenarios, etc. Because since I'm so self-conscious about my accent, my accent isn't like a generic sexy one. Yeah, it's not like a British accent or a French accent or like many other accents, or like even my voice, in my opinion, yeah. Even my voice isn't like a generally sexy voice. It's not that kind of go-to voice. Like you have go-to porn, yeah, the one piece of gold that you always return to when you don't know what to watch. So my voice would be something that's different, something that's, you know, kind of unique, you could say. It's not for everyone, yeah? And like, it's interesting from time to time to spice things up, you know, but it's not your go-to voice that you can listen to over and over again. At least that's what I think. Yeah, that's why I also would like to work on my voice range, to be able to do many voices, to be as diverse as possible. Funny enough, I just made a third Monster Girl audio in a row. I'm about to do another Monster Girl after this. So many people told me that Monster Girl seems to be my expertise, but that's just coincidence. And final question, would you consider doing commissions? I was going to, but I have my hands full right now with all the exams and studying, so I wouldn't be fully able to focus on commissions. And also I want to hone my skills as much as possible so that I can give you the best product you could ask for. Yeah, I want to go for quality rather than quantity. So thank you, Himitsume, for the lovely questions. I enjoy them a lot. Next ones are from Nameless Haunting. How was your day, whatever day it is? Okay, my day was tiring, to sum it up, because I was editing my new audio till like 11 a.m. today. And I took a nap at 3 p.m., I think, and I woke up at 5. So, yeah, saying that my sleeping schedule is messed up would be an understatement. What is... Oh, shit. What is log base 2 of 1024? When you find that out, take that value and replace for x/10. I think defines you pretty accurately. Dude, why do you do this? I hate math. I still have to count on my fingers. Uncle Google says it's 1. So like that I'm just 1? Or that I'm number 1, I guess? If that's so, then that's really sweet and thank you. If not, then just ignore it. Because that would be so self-centered. Yeah, you tell me. And do you ever find yourself fantasizing about the characters and scenes you play? Yes, because I have to get into the character in order to like play it out correctly, or at least as best as I can, because my quote-unquote acting is like nowhere. Let's face it, guys, I still have a long way to go. So yeah, while I'm reading the script, I try imagining myself in that position. Honestly, as soon as the recording ends, it's over. Yeah, between me. It's over between me and you. So then I just focus on the editing. thank you for your question as well. I hope you are doing good. And the next set of questions is from Artesian Potato. Thank you so much for your lovely comment. It really made my day. Your accent sounds cool. What languages can you speak? Well, I used to speak 6 languages fluently some time ago, but the problem is that since I don't get to practice them daily, I just forgot most of it. So it was Czech, Slovak, German, English, Vietnamese, and Japanese. Lately I've been using English the most, and I still can't even English properly, so... Have you written any scripts for GWA before? I haven't. I have many ideas, but the problem for me is the grammar. The first proper script I've done is The Siren, my latest audio, and it took me like a freaking week to finish it. And even so, I had to ask 3 people to beta read it for me and to check for some mistakes. Have you done audios before somewhere else? You seem to really know what you're doing. Dude, I have literally no idea what you're doing. I'm not even kidding right now. Yeah, so with every single audio I've done till now, I have learned something new. Right now, I'm still in the experimenting phase, so no, I haven't posted anywhere else. If you told me about 2 months ago, I would... that I would voice erotic scripts and that I would work hours and hours without sleep on some fucking sound effects, I would just laugh into your face. Do you have a preference for any kind of monster girl / boy? So my all-time favorite would be werewolf or wolf. And for performing, my favorite is actually a Lamia. Do you have any kinks or fantasies that you are comfortable sharing? I'm comfortable sharing anything, really. I'm just kind of afraid that people won't perceive me the same anymore after hearing it. So, first would definitely be some bondage with blindfolding. Whether I'm the one being restrained or my partner, it doesn't matter. I would enjoy both. And for fantasies, I'm so sorry for this, okay? But I would love to try to peg a guy. That's like my ultimate fantasy, even though the partner has to enjoy it. Yeah, if he won't like it, then I won't like it either. I really like interracial stuff. Is that something you like too? All my previous relationships were interracial. That was also because I tried to stay out of the Asian community. I wouldn't say I prefer interracial, rather that I don't care if the other person is of different ethnicity or nationality. But I think sooner or later, it will be quite rare to see a non-interracial relationship. And like also when you take a look at it, people of mixed heritage tend to be the most beautiful people on this planet. Like, they take the best from both races, or multiple races, and it's just a wonderful mix. Got a favorite color? Purple and lilac, and then any shades of red and blue. Okay, now we have a bunch of anonymous questions. Do you have Snapchat or Instagram? Nope, but I'm mostly active on Discord. So, if you guys would like to join my server, hang on. I have 2 conditions. So, you have to be 18 plus, which you have to verify with me. Send me an ID of yours with all the information and the photo blacked out, except for your date of birth. Add a handwritten note saying Eevee ASMR. And you can send me that picture to my Discord, which is Eevee, spelled like that Pokemon, # 2884. And the other condition is that you have to be active in that server. So no lurking. If you're a shy bean, that's okay. You can take your time warming up to us. I can't even call it a community. It's just me and my friends hanging out, chilling, having fun. And I want to get to know anyone who joins. I want no strangers in there. Yeah, so those two are my conditions. So, next question is, would you be up to sexting or voice call roleplay? Nope, I'm sorry, not interested. How old are you? I'm 26, turning 27 in May. Are you single? Nah, I'm always double. Double shot, double the sugar, double cheese. What's your ethnicity? So my ethnicity is Vietnamese, but I was born as Czech. If you were a cake, what type of cake would you be? Okay, like, let's ignore the fact that cheesecake is not a cake. That would be a whole different topic. But I would be a burnt Basque cheesecake. If you don't know what that is, that's basically a cheesecake that's baked for so long that the crust turns almost black. It's kind of unappealing at first, and it even tastes a bit bitter, you know, the burnt crust. But the inside is like so creamy and sweet and oof. I would say that's me. Like, I'm trying to act tough and bitter and aggressive on the outside, but in the inside I'm all that softness and sweetness and yeah. I think that's all, folks. Anyways, thanks again. All you horny dogs, I really appreciate every single one of you. And stay tuned for my next audio and join my server if you can meet the conditions and let's have some fun. I'm really looking forward to meeting some new people. Anyway, you guys take care. Bye-bye.